I'm Tim Stanley, and I'm the Senior Curator for the Middle Eastern Collections at the V&A. The first impression you get from looking at the tabletop is the incredible virtuosity of the marquetry. I mean, it's really superb. In amongst the decoration, there are four vignettes which we think are related to the Ottoman-Venetian War between 1684 and 1699. The central vignette shows a galley leaving an idealized city, a port. This could be Venice or it could be somewhere on the Peloponnese, which is where this war was fought. On the left, you see Ottoman troops fleeing in front of the artillery in front of a castle. On the right, you can see a duel between two horsemen, one Venetian, one Ottoman. And in the bottom, you see someone who is wearing a turban, is therefore probably an Ottoman, at the hunt. The Venetians created this table as part of a set of six, we think, in order to record their victories. They'd lost wars to the Ottomans during the 17th century, and they'd lost a lot of territory. And then in 1687, they'd been able to gain control of the Peloponnese, and the creation of the tables, probably for the Doge's palace, was one of the commissions to celebrate this great victory. From the point of view of an Ottomanist, the decoration of the table is quite interesting because it misrepresents the Ottomans in a way that had become conventional. And if you look at the detail, you'll see that any Ottoman who's depicted, basically is anyone wearing a turban, none of them have firearms. All of the firearms are held by the Venetians. And so this is part of a sort of very strong idea among Europeans in Venice and the Habsburg Empire that somehow firearms were something Christian and European, and that the Ottomans shouldn't have them. And so when they were represented, they were shown as not having them, even though their firearms technology was pretty advanced. We can see the table as part of the falsification of history that Europeans have all participated in under the impression that they invented firearms, where in fact, of course, we know now that the Chinese invented them in the 13th century.